Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know how I said I wanted to be a soccer star for a day?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Fuck going... that.
Uh-oh.
F1 race car driver.
Okay.
F1 all because race... of
F1 race
Shakira
car driver.
Shakira or whoever it
F1
is?
Fucking race car driver.
Oh, Nelly Furtado?
What?
What happened? I don't know.
Shakira?
Lewis Hamilton gets all
I have
the
no
women.
Idea what's happening.
Lewis Hamilton gets all the fucking women.
I saw a bunch of videos of Nelly Furtado looking thick on Twitter yesterday. I thought maybe these things were related.
Shakira, right?
Lewis, he gets all the broads.
Yeah?
There you go, Lewis. Yeah. A black F1, a black Englishman. So I want that,
now,
that English accent and drive F1 cars.
Now, do you want to actually win a race? Or do you just want to
win a race?
Got
just
it.
Let me be sponsored by Ferrari. And let me live in Naples somewhere on a beach with no doors and just like curtains everywhere where the wind blows through.
That look, sounds nice. Yeah.
Leo's on a yacht with another 22-year-old model.
Sounds nice. So basically, like, there's a lot of different paths to this, essentially. Like, what you want to be, what you want to be is like a rich celebrity sex man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For one day.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you like Wilt Chamberlain, this thing, as many different girls as possible in that 24-hour stretch?
Say again?
Like Wilt Chamberlain it.
Oh.
Or you like 24 hours with one beautiful girl?
I mean, because, like, let's, you know, you at one point were, you know, pretty successful.
Yeah.
Pretty rich.
Yeah, I'm talking about now, not back then.
South Beach.
Back then, I ain't have no
sex
I,
man.
What did Biggest? I got more butts and ashtrays.
Right. So you
know, so I'm never worried about
you kinda
that.
You kind of did it.
Yeah, but I mean.
So like, what's the right difference now,
right now?
Oh, you just want to do it again?
Yeah. No, I don't want no. I don't want to do it anymore. It just seems like it might be fun.
Might be more fun now?
Might be more fun. No. I don't been on yachts.
Yeah, it seems like it probably was pretty good.
All them places and all that shit and done everything I could possibly do as a man.
Yeah, you did it.
Every time I look at it, like, damn. Just be him for one day, huh? Just one damn day.
Yeah. The F1 wave of popularity has been interesting. I guess because there's some American races now. It just...
I'm not sure it's real.
I don't like
it. I think it's real because we live in that world where we follow a lot of people on Twitter who are sports people and we talk with people and whatever. Like, I don't think that's a real thing.
Go on. What do you mean?
I get asked my father who Lewis Hamilton is. No clue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My father's like he's a sports guy.
I just mean, like, it feels like with the events popping up here in the U.S., there's been an increase in interest among American sports fans and younger fans also. But it just seems like, I don't know, every time there's one of these things, social media blows up and it feels like people are kind of into it.
It's more of a status thing.
It does feel like that.
Yeah, FS1's very bougie.
And I you know,
yeah, it's very. It's,
I don't have anything against it. I just have never been a fan. I never have. I guess I wasn't really grew up around it, so I just don't care about
also
racing
the races
in general.
Weren't times you weren't like awake and watching TV.
No, but just I mean NASCAR. Any kind of racing.
Sure.
I just, but no, it just FS1, never appealed
F1
to me.
F1 is more celebrity driven.
Okay.
Than
NASCAR.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I kind of am with you though. Like a lot of people see like, oh, this is the new cool thing, and I've seen a lot of people talking about it. I don't buy that a lot of those people are really all that into it.
No,
it's kind of like a status thing, and they're like, oh, this is cool right now, so I'm going to pretend to be into it right now, and then maybe it goes away after a while.
It is. But, yeah.
Like, you're not, I don't think we're ever going to have to devote time on the show to F1.
No, we won't.
Big deal, small deal, no deal.
No.
It's my territory.
Yeah.
No.
I've heard of Lewis Hamilton. I don't think I've heard of any of the other people. Mario Andretti? Was he a
couple
guy?
Decades ago.
But he was, right?
You know Max Verstappen.
Nope.
Okay. Don't know Max Verstappen.
Never heard of that name.
I don't know none of their fucking names. But I would damn sure go to that.
I would go to a race.
Yes. The Miami one always seems like the coolest.
I would go to a race. That seems cool.
The celebrities always get to Miami.
But it also seems like one of those things where you can't just like.
You got to do it big.
You can't just go to the race. You got to do like VIP and all that kind of stuff, which is going to cost you a crazy amount of money. Yeah,
you got to do that.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I'm sure it's a great time for sure. But probably not happening for me. Probably not in my future.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
I was always interested, like, they just run the races on the roads of the city, and, like, that just never made sense.
We'll never get one here. Too many fucking potholes.
Well, that's, like, the point. It's like
ruin an F1 car in 2 seconds driving down Peachtree.
When I lived in Tampa, St. Pete, they would just run it in downtown St. Pete and close off roads and, like, paint over them or whatever, and it's just like, I've been on those roads. Like,
that's pretty cool, though.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
I understand how that is happening. I also don't understand how if you wreck, you're just into a building that's like an office building that someone has to go to on Monday.
He says he has Todd Lewis on standby.
Oh, yeah, we're good. We can talk about the Live Tour thing, but I don't think we need like a guest on it.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think anyone knows anything yet. Yeah. Like, based on reading all the people on Twitter, like, I don't think any reporters really know what's happening yet, other than Live PGA and DP World Tour are forming an alliance or a merger. Basically, I'll just tell you what I think is happening. They saw an opportunity to make more money, and all that morality stuff
goes out the window.
It went out the window, and so now everybody's going to make more money, and we'll get to see more good golfers play against each other. But like these leagues are not going to miss a chance to make more money.
No, they're not.
This is what we've learned.
Are these people really coming out saying John Morant had a plastic gun?
That was the argument that I saw from his camp.
Does that make a difference?
I mean, I guess, but also like, no, it isn't.
I guess it would make a difference.
No, it isn't.
Why did y'all say that? At first.
Yeah, why did it take a month and a half for that? That's the best you could do.
That's the best you can fucking come up with. All this fucking money I pay y'all. That's the best.
Brainstorming meeting. Well, it's like, at the end. What if we just tell him it was a fake
best
gun?
It's like when you know your mom's coming home later and you're sitting in your room. You know you're going to get in trouble that night.
Yep.
You better come up with something better than that. He started it. That's the best you can come up with. You got to come up with a better story than that, or just tell the truth.
I just come up with some good ones, especially when she found that porno in my VCR. Oh, dude, I came up with a woozy because I got there and went there like, shit, she got it. Oh, damn, recorded Super Bowl. Yeah, man, it was a recorded Super Bowl. I didn't know what was on the tape. He gave it to me, and that's how it was.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
Did you buy it?
I didn't get fucked up.
So great.
Yeah, I didn't get fucked up. But now the bad part was she didn't give it back. She threw it away. And so my boy got in trouble.
Okay.
He had to, you know.
But at least you didn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
You didn't get to watch the porno.
Yeah, no, I watched it.
Oh, you did watch it. Okay.
Yeah, I watched it the day before.
All right, so it all worked out.
Yeah.
I just blamed, like, my junior and senior year, anytime anything got found in the house, I just blamed my stepdad, who didn't live there anymore.
Right.
I was like, that was his. it was like 7 beers in the garage at one point. Me and my buddy Matt left him there. I was like, oh, it must have been Alvin's. Blamed everything on him. And I think she believed it.
So, my brother was more of a troublemaker than me. I didn't really do any of that stuff, but I probably could have been like, it wasn't me. That was my brother. Because he was the one that was like dipping into the family.
But that's hard, though, because then he gets in trouble and he lives there. You know what I mean? I blamed a guy.
I also just, that's true.
Who was gone. He was out of sight, out of mind. He was already in so much trouble anyway that a couple extra beers in the garage weren't going to add to the rap sheet. You know what I mean? When you get kicked out, you know. There's only so much more mad they can get at you.
Joel Dahlman, that guy from Washington.
Damon.
Damon. I grew up to be a fan of the Four Aces. Maybe one day I can play for them on the PGA Tour. So great. So great. It's amazing.
You right there, Bunk?
You got a little acid reflux.
Oh, boy.
Oh, did you throw up in your mouth?
Almost.
Don't do that shit. But, yeah, I don't know how to explain the fact that it's very interesting.
No one knows what's going on.
I know that.
That's what's interesting.
It's like, this shit just, because this shit didn't just happen last night. They've been working on this shit for a while.
So I brought this up before the podcast. This dropped directly at 10 a.m. on a day where there's not an NBA Finals.
Right.
The night, I know there was Stanley Cup, but there's not an NBA Finals the night before or that night.
Right.
So this was not something that just happened and here's the report. This was not a news dump. This was a situation where they wanted people to see it, react to it, discuss it, whatever. But, like, I found the timing of it and the day that it dropped, like, relatively interesting. Like, this was not, it wasn't by accident or just this is when they came to agreement that it happened.
Yeah, they're not trying to hide it. They're not trying to hide it.
I'm saying, this shit, like, this ain't some shit that just happened.
Mm-mm.
You know, this has been in the works for a minute. For them to have to do that, for PGA to merge with the Saudis.
Yeah. Yeah, and well, now what the PGA is going to do is they're going to try to pretend like, because they announced it, you know, and they put it out at 10 a.m., and they're going to be covering it on their channel and all that kind of stuff, and they're going to be positioning it as them doing what's best for golf, which it might be, actually, like, keeping those great players out of PGA events is not what's best for golf.
Right.
So if they can play in those, then it is. But that's how they're going to sort of spin it as like, yeah, you know, we wanted to grow the game and what was best for all the fans and all that stuff, which fine, and hopefully that's true, but Liv made them an offer they couldn't refuse, exactly. Probably.
They probably a lot of commas.
Yeah. I just wonder about all the people that spent the last year talking about morals and doing
I saw one comment in bed with murderers and all that shit.
Because that's what everyone was saying.
Yep.
Acting like.
But, I mean, I'm sure nobody changed their mind if that's the mindset you always had. But
yeah, I guess. But like, what? So, but now the tour you cover is in bed with those people too.
So now
are you mad at them too, or are you gonna quit? Remember that guy quit covering the Falcons a couple years ago because they almost signed Deshaun Watson? And made like a big to-do about it on social media.
Yeah.
He was like, I can't cover this team anymore if this is what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And it's like, my, like.
Was this a blogger who.
I believe so.
Wasn't getting a lot of followers.
I don't know.
It took up too much of his time.
I remember that bullshit.
I don't.
Sounds like he was looking for an out.
I like.
Maybe.
To stop covering this
maybe.
Thing out of here.
And look, my thing is, you know, take whatever stand you want, believe whatever it is that you believe in. That's totally fine. But like, if you're allowing franchises or leagues in this case with the PGA Tour, whatever. But like, if you're allowing professional sports franchises to be your morality barometer, you've already fucked up.
Gotta find something to do.
Because they don't. It's not that they don't care about stuff like what Deshaun Watson does or that the Saudis murder people. They care, but they don't care as much as they care about winning and making money.
Right.
So.
At the end of the day, all of these are bottom line businesses.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's their businesses, and they're going to do whatever they have to make money.
And if you have to compartmentalize that, which I, you know, a lot of people probably just don't think about it or don't care, and that's fine. If you do, and you have to compartmentalize it to say, all right, I just like sports. I care about this other stuff, but I like sports. Maybe it's too much for
they're
you.
They're also challenging everyone as to how strongly they actually take their own boycotts. They said they didn't communicate
with the players.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, a lot of the PGA players are tweeting out that they are learning this on Twitter.
That's so great.
Like, when the NFL, when we had that issue a couple years ago, not issue, that's the wrong term, but like, when with all the kneeling and all that stuff, like, and all the fans are like, I'm not going to come back and watch this sport. Yeah, you fucking did. And that's why the league doesn't care about you. And it's not just the NFL. It's all of them. They don't care about your premise of a boycott because you know what? Week two, you're fucking back, bro.
All they really care about is if you're going to watch.
Yeah.
What they, I think, realized is that people were going to watch anyway, and then so we can make it look like we care about these causes, so we'll have Jerry Jones go down and kneel with some players, or we'll write end racism in the end zone or something like that. I always like watching.
I've yet to meet a fan that says, I haven't watched since.
No.
Like, no, it just doesn't exist.
If you love football, you're going to.
It doesn't exist.
I always love watching football, or I think only football does it still, but like, sports with non-big-time sports fans during that period of time. Like, me and my brother watched the Super Bowl together last year, and he doesn't watch any sports ever. And he was like, does it say end racism in the end zone? And I was like, yeah, it does. And I think they're going to do it today. Like, I think it's going to be over.
Yeah.
And he was like, isn't one of those teams called the Chiefs? And I was like, yep, that is correct. The Chiefs are actually trying to score a touchdown in that end zone that says end racism. And if they score enough of them, then they will end racism. Like, yeah, they don't give a fuck about any of that shit.
The other end zone should have said start racism.
Start
then you,
racism.
Then you get to the end. Then you go from the start
increase
to the
racism.
End. To the end.
End racism. End. Yeah. Whoever wins the game today determines what the future of racism is in this country.
Boy, if you look at the fucking soccer world, not great.
Yeah, they're like the most blatantly racist fans.
Well,
they'll
a lot of people think
like
Americans are the only people who are racist in the world and like...
Well, like in Spain, they'll just chant racist
stuff. The more people pay attention to soccer and soccer's bigger in the States, people are like, oh, there's like a lot of racism and it's not just Americans. I see.
I know. It does make American racists feel better. They're like, look at them. They're worse than us.
Not just us.
I'm like, no. All right. I guess. I guess we're grading on a curve now.
Except we're grading a curve.
Yeah. We're doing a racism curve.
Yes. Yeah, I like it. Hey, whatever. Like Phil's walking around smiling. Fucking, what's the fucking, why do I always forget?
Greg Norman,
he's smiling, like, told you bitches.
Oh, yeah. No, all the Live Tour people are, they're having a nice morning.
Yes, they are.
They're having a nice morning.
Yes, they are.
Because they get to keep all that money they got.
Yep, they damn sure do.
I do wonder, Abe made a good point. Like, do they keep playing Live events? Like,
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't understand.
No one really wanted him in the first place. We don't really need to keep doing those.
You know what? I haven't seen anyone in, at the time of this recording is like talking about a merger in terms of gameplay. It's all like business and licensing and like the other side of golf.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with, at least as of now.
What I assume it will be is...
I did see the players are eligible.
The tours will continue to exist, but you can, like, maybe a PGA Tour player can go play on the Live Tour if they want. Like, Harold Varner.
Tour money?
Harold Varner.
He might need to go over there.
He already did. He won the tournament last weekend. Yes. He won $4 million.
Yes.
Harold Varner's never come close to winning $4 million on the PGA Tour.
But he doesn't really win $4 million.
He doesn't? Because,
no, all of your winnings come from your original.
No, that's not true.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that was somebody, Brandel Chamblee tweeted that out.
Are we still trusting him at this point?
Well, that it's not. was what he was saying. Yeah, that it was like out of your paycheck originally. No, that's not true. It's on top of what your salary is with the league. So he won $400,125,000 last weekend. For beating 57 guys.
$400 million or $4 million?
$4 million. Okay, sorry.
$400 million.
$4,125,000.
Okay.
For beating 57 other guys in three rounds of golf. Which is fucking great. And you know the cool thing about Harold Varner, for the haters like Brandel Chamblee, who say they shouldn't be taking money from where they're taking it from, is he has a foundation where he puts a lot of that money back in the community that he came from to help people that need it.
Varner is a Jordan brand guy, right?
Jordan brand, yeah.
Did they drop him for going? No, okay.
No, he still wears Jordan stuff. Okay. He still has a Jordan contract. And, yeah, he like, that $4 million, a huge portion of it is going to go to good causes that he believes in that he would not have been able to fund that way had he not won that money. So, you know, just depends on how you look at it, I guess.
It really depends
on what soapbox you want to stand on. I'll try not to stand on any if I can help it.
Oh well.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. I do want the PGA Tour to just be sponsored by something.
Yeah. Like the US Open brought to you by Dubai Air.
I don't even want it to be like yeah, that's fine, but like something, I don't want to say grungy, but like the PGA, like golf in general is so hoity toity. I would love it to be sponsored by like Jack in the Box or like some like small brand sweet tea.
Did you see they changed the bowl game to the Pop-Tart Bowl now?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell
which
yeah.
One was it?
Was it the Cheez-It Bowl?
Was it the Cheez-It?
The Cheez-It Bowl is now the Pop-Tart Bowl? Okay.
Fuck yeah.
There
Did you
go.
See there was some sort of shindig with a mayonnaise Pop-Tart?
Oh.
Something. I don't know. I don't think it was an official thing.
When's the last time you ate a fucking Pop-Tart?
Long time.
Not that long.
My wife is a big Pop-Tart person.
A long time.
Like
Pop-Tarts are incredible.
They would eat them.
So unhealthy.
They would eat them at work a lot.
Yeah,
for whatever reason.
They used to sell them
early,
in the,
I guess. I don't know.
They used to sell them in the vending machine downstairs.
I bet.
I used to get the strawberry ones every once in a while.
I bet I haven't eaten a Pop-Tart since, if college, but probably before that. High school? I don't know.
I haven't had one since I've been at.
I used to love them. When I was a kid, I loved Pop-Tarts.
I still eat them.
That's my fucking Pop-Tart.
Like, every once in a while, I'll just go to the store, and I'll...
I think I might have been 12.
Whoa, good Lord.
Fucking long.
Yeah, I think I was a little older than that, but I definitely was a teenager.
At least 30 new flavors since Randy last had a Pop-Tart. He had Pop-Tarts when they only had the original, like, five.
You know how I knew that I was never going to be a Pop-Tart lifer? Was my favorite Pop-Tart was the one that didn't even have frosting on it.
Oh.
I like the naked Pop-Tart.
It's like the cinnamon.
That's a toaster strudel.
Like, I wouldn't eat none of the any of the other ones.
You look
strawberry.
You like the brown sugar.
Yeah, that's the only one I would eat.
That's a good one. It's a good one.
That's the only one.
I mean, you run through the list. I'll check them off. I like pretty much all of them, but like, I definitely like the Oreos ones that are cookies and cream with the graham
Oreo
cracker crust.
Pop-Tarts.
It's technically cookies and cream. But
like
the
they
have a s'mores Pop-Tart, which is good, but it's so damn easy to burn the shit out your mouth.
Okay.
It's there's a very fine line between warming thing up,
beware,
and having it become scald. And everyone knows this. This is like a known thing.
Some of the combinations of foods just make me worry. Like, I don't know
all of it.
I don't know what I'm worried about. I already know what is happening. But like, there's a new one with Papa John's and like Doritos or something.
Oh, the Papadilla?
The Papadilla.
The Doritos Papadilla.
It's got a Doritos crust and
yeah,
like
they stole
a
that from Taco Bell's
pizza in the middle.
Yeah.
Don't get like, him started on Taco Bell. See how defensive he fucking
is? I just stole that from Taco Bell. Like, what are we doing?
Are people just looking for creative ways to
Locos
die?
Taco?
My like kids had it on Saturday.
Real okay, kids.
Yeah,
sure.
On Saturday.
They have a
but
dipping
like,
sauce that's a...
Adults are, I mean, I don't know. Whatever, do whatever you want.
I mean, I haven't tried it, if that's what you're getting
I just
at,
feel like there's a reason why the national obesity is high as it's ever been. It's like 50%. Like, half the country's just fat. It's because we're just making all of our fattiest companies combine.
Blaming Doritos for that?
I don't know, I
not
guess.
The whole rest of the pizza pie flop thing?
I don't know what it is. It's a whole combo of a million different things, I think, but like...
Well, people don't drink water. That's a good start.
That's probably a big part of it.
Stop chugging sodas.
Yeah, soda's probably not helping. Yeah.
Sodas are so good, though.
There's a lot of stuff that leads into it. I just feel like Dorito-covered pizza probably isn't helping people. But there's my soapbox. I found it.
There you go.
Found it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.